Hello and welcome to the third issue of MMS Radio News.
I'm Roger Newman.
And I'm Veronica Flood. And you're tuned in to the audio newsletter produced exclusively for MMS managers across the U.S. and Canada.
In this issue, we'll be bringing you a new crop of stories describing how our colleagues are using TQM to improve operations at MMS units, and how you can put these simple tools and ideas to work to help boost your success as well.
In this issue of MMS Radio News,
an education services account director confesses what he did on spring break at a Pittsburgh area hospital. TQM measurement techniques get MMS in hot water. Working more closely with clients keeps corporate services in good company. And a new radio news feature looks at a beginning TQM effort, maybe one of yours.
Our first stop is Waldorf College, where MMS correspondent Marlee Smith reports that food service director Alan Indrelli had an unusual spring break this year. Rather than packing up his biological family, he packed up his MMS family and took all 12 on a little working vacation. Marlee?
Thank you, Veronica. Waldorf College is a small school in northern Iowa, very rural, very traditional. So when Alan Indrelli wanted to expand the horizons of his associates, he thought, what better way to do it than to get all 12 of them out on the open road?
We went and visited five other married accounts. We asked them if they can come and visit, and they said sure, and we ate at all the accounts and just to visually see the process out there, that there's other processes than what we have. We had two vehicles, and we just took off, and it was a great time.
The Waldorf group logged hundreds of miles over the two-day trip, and they came back with a number of new insights.
Different ways of doing garnishes, different ways of doing wall decorating, different seasonal displays, and the way salad bars are set up differently in serving lanes.
According to Indrelli, even more important than what they saw was the feeling of associate empowerment fostered by the trip.
A lot of these people have been here 5 years plus, and they've seen the same thing every day. And then I go on these trips, and I come back and say, boy, look at the neat things I saw. And they go, well, big deal, because we didn't see them. And that's just an attitude everybody gets. They saw different ways of changing the dining hall appearance and just changing the way we do our everyday job to benefit the student. And they took it upon themselves to make a lot of the changes. And the what if and why can't we do this started to be a major part of their vocabulary.
Indrelli says his customers have been impressed with the changes his associates have made and by their overall drive toward continuous improvement. And although no specific plans have been made, he does note that there are still 8 or 9 schools in the region his staff has not visited yet.
Marriott has so many great people working for him, and they have so many great ideas that sometimes they're hesitant to use them because they think, oh, it might be a dumb idea. But they're really not. I mean, change is good, and I tell it to myself all the time. And we've changed a lot since that one trip. We'll probably change again at the next trip.
From Northern Iowa, I'm Marlee Smith.
Sounds like it could be another enjoyable learning vacation. Thank you, Marlee. We now join my colleague, Roger Newman, who filed this report from Sewickley Valley Hospital near Pittsburgh. Take it, Roger.
Here at Sewickley Valley Hospital, TQM has become a strong problem-solving tool, as well as a harbinger of change in the way associates perceive themselves and their jobs. MMS Food Service Director Lil Garcia tells me that soon after her nutrition services group participated in a hospital-wide cascading quality training program, they began taking advantage of what they call opportunities for improvement.
One of the very first opportunities that we tackled, the big problem that you have with contaminated items coming down on trays from the patient bedside. By contaminated items, I mean gauze, medical equipment, and so forth, things that dietary employees should not be exposed to and are not trained to handle.
As a result of the TQM training, Garcia realized that in order to initiate change, she needed to present the responsible parties with some specific real-world measurements. Her associates began keeping a careful record of inappropriate items they saw and where they came from.
Now I have facts to go to the nurse manager's meeting with. I'm not going in there saying, we have a big problem with this, it happens all the time. I can go in there and say, in 30 days, I had 37 instances of contaminated items coming down on trays. That's measurable, and you can get somebody's attention when you do that.
Garcia reports that by presenting the problem in this way, most of the nursing staff was cooperative in helping to reduce the instance of contaminated items getting sent down on the trays.
It was really a joint effort, because we both departments worked on it together until we both agreed that the problem was solved. Now we average about 2 incidents a month. My employees are happy. They were involved in the measurement, and they see an immediate result to their efforts.
For their next project, Garcia's group began measuring the temperatures of hot foods, which had become an issue at the hospital. They first measured the temperature of the food as it left the kitchen, and they found that it was plenty hot at that point.
So we decided, what should we measure next? And we measured when the steam